This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Deputy Chief Minister Chawla Main inaugurated the Triratna Buddha Vihara at Jona 3 Borbil at Namsai today. In a social media post, Main informed that the Vihara will serve as a spiritual sanctuary for meditation, learning and community gatherings, enriching lives and strengthening the bonds of unity. In the meantime, Main has extended his heartfelt gratitude to the Bhikkhu Sangha, Poi Lu Chong Celebration Committee, and all devotees whose dedication and collective efforts have turned the vision into reality. Their commitment to preserve and promote Buddhism is truly inspiring. May this sacred space guide generations on the path of Dhamma, spreading wisdom, compassion, and serenity, he further added. On the occasion, the Deputy CM also released a souvenir titled Poi Lo Chong. Women and Child Development Minister Dasang Lo Pul inspected various development projects and reviewed the progress of key infrastructure initiatives in Anjo district today. During her visit, Pul assessed the upgradation work of the road from NH 113 to Charnai village, stressing the need for timely completion to enhance connectivity for the local population. She also reviewed the construction of the bypass road to Old Hawaii Town and further inspected the ongoing work at the Kasturba Gandhi Balika Vidyalaya in Hawaii and the Walla Middle School. Expressing satisfaction with the progress of the projects, Pul assured the locals that the government would continue to prioritize infrastructure development in remote areas. A two-day voluntary blood donation camp themed Be Cool, Give Blood concluded at the Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly complex today. The camp was graced by Assembly Speaker Tesam Bongte. The initiative aims to promote the spirit of compassion and community service by encouraging voluntary blood donation to save lives. The event was organized by the Arunachal Life Saving Foundation in collaboration with the NSS unit of the Directorate of Higher and Technical Education. In a swift and coordinated operation, Naharlagan police rescued three missing minor girls from Duliajan district, Dibrugarh, Assam, ensuring their safe return to their families. The girls, aged between 14 and 15 years, had boarded a train intending to reach Tinsukia, but mistakenly arrived at Naharlagan railway station on March 12. The authorities promptly intervened, providing them with medical attention and secure shelter at Oju Shelter Home, Naharlagan. With the timely support of Duliajan Police Assam, their families were traced and the girls were formally handed over to their parents at Papu Hills Police Station on March 14th. In the meantime, the police have urged parents to stay vigilant and ensure the safety of their children while travelling. Former Indian football skipper Baichung Bhutia, with his coach and the trainers of Baichung Bhutia Football School Sikkim, started trials and assessment of young footballers of Mebo Subdivision on Friday. While speaking at the sidelines of the training and addressing the young footballers, Baichung Bhutia said that his football academy will recruit and select the best players and later provide them with sponsorship and scholarship. The kick-off ceremony of the training, which began on March 14th and continued till March 21, will see the participation of more than 250 young football players, including young footballers from Doimukh under Papumpare district. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued yellow alerts over 12 districts of Arunachal Pradesh. Rainfall with the thunderstorms and lightning very likely to occur at isolated locations over the next 24 hours. In the meantime, as per a special weather bulletin issued today, IMD has predicted an increase in rainfall activity for today and tomorrow. Isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall, thunderstorms, lightning is very likely to occur over Arunachal Pradesh today and tomorrow. A mass plantation drive was organized along the highway in Pusi Bango area, Bagra Circle, under the initiative Doru M. Kakenbe Molaju, Let's Make Villages Beautiful, yesterday. Initiated by the Memo Au Welfare Society, more than 1,000 tree saplings were planted during the drive with an aim to promote a healthier and sustainable environment. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.